Well, according to Mary Minahan, a journalist in the Irish Times today, David Andrews is going to sell a signed copy of the 1998 Belfast Agreement. And that's what this audio boo is about. Now, for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, David Andrews used to be the Minister for Foreign Affairs for the Republic of Ireland. And in 1998, he participated in a process which led to an agreement which is known popularly as the Belfast Agreement. And the final proposal, during torturous and extended negotiations, the final proposal was issued to a small number of people. And it was signed by Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of UK, and Mo Molan, who was the Northern Ireland Secretary of State. It was also signed by Bertie Ahern, George Mitchell, John Hume, Gerry Adams, Martin McGuinness, John de Chastelain, Liz O'Donnell, Seamus Mallon, and David Andrews himself. In other words, it's a very historic document. It has been, according to Mary Minahan's report, it has been put up for auction, and it's got a guiding price of 3,000 to 5,000 euros. And I'm shocked. I actually don't mind telling you that I am shocked. According to a spokesperson from White's Auctioneers and Valuers, that company had been, quote, sworn to secrecy about the identity of the owner of the document. So I suspect that maybe I'm not the only person who will be shocked about this. But, I mean, this is a very, very important document in Irish history. Now, I may be missing something. There may be that the particular final proposal wasn't of any particular significance, and maybe the final agreement is worth an awful lot more. But the proposal, as it was signed at the time, strikes me as of national importance. Now, a couple of thoughts come to my mind. I don't normally comment about Irish politics because I could much too easily get sucked into commenting about all of it. So, although I have rather strong political views, I restrain myself from commenting. But I have a number of reactions to this story, assuming it's true. So it's all based on the assumption that it's true. First of all, what kind of financial trouble is David Andrews in? You know, that he has driven to such desperate measures that he would want to sell such a document. After all, he could have, I assume, kept it in his own family, passed it on to his children and his children's children, and it could have become a family heirloom about what great-grandfather did. So it could have been part of his legacy to his own family. So what kind of severe financial trouble must he be in to sell it for something that's guiding between 3,000 and 5,000, which to some people is an awful lot of money, but to others is a piddly amount of money, particularly in relation to the historical document that we're talking about. And I strongly suspect that it'll sell for about 20,000, but who am I to judge? Anyway, the point I'm really wanting to make hasn't fully been made yet. So the second thought I have is really, well, what right does David Andrews have to sell such a document? After all, he was just an employee doing a job. He was a minister for foreign affairs. He happened to be in the right place at the right time, and he signed his name on a document. Surely the document should remain in the hands of the state and not be allowed to be, because his significance was really because of the position he held rather than he personally as an individual. So to me, it would seem much more appropriate for the document to not have been owned by him, but have been, say, lent to him in perpetuity, but handed back to the state on his death. I have other disquiets about the whole thing, really. And it seems to me that the whole thing smells. It's rotten. You know, it denigrates things and cheapens things to put them up for sale. Should the document be allowed to be taken out of the country? other countries prevent the export of paintings from their society without specific export license. This document, should it just be able to be sold like as if it was, you know, up on eBay or something like that? You know, what is... But I'm deeply puzzled by how somebody who... I have to assume very good motives, you know. How could he? What kind of trouble is he in that he could sell such a document, that it wouldn't cross his mind that it was of importance? Another thought is, why isn't he donating it to the National Gallery, or to the... I don't mean National Gallery, I mean National Library. Why isn't he donating it? You know, the other people, Martin McGuinness and Gerry Adams, they're both functioning in current politics. I don't really expect anything to be blunt out of Bertie Ahern, so I won't bring him into it at all. John Hume has died. George Mitchell, to be truthful, I can't remember. But all these people who were involved in the historical process, do they have the right to own these documents that they signed and that are of historical importance, and to sell them? You know, I mean, the very worst complexion you could put on it would be that the man's run a bit short of money for his holiday next year, so he's deciding to put this document up for auction so that he can go to, you know, Tenerife for a couple of weeks. I mean, that's about the amount of money. He wouldn't even get a two-week holiday in Tenerife for it. And what about the idea of putting it up for people in public to buy it and donate it to the nation? Perhaps that's what I should be doing. Perhaps I should be stopped complaining about this individual man. Perhaps I should be organizing a syndicate to bid for it and then give it back to the nation. Is anybody else? Does anybody care? This is the point. Does anybody care? I wonder. It'll be interesting to see during the week. You know, this news broke on a Saturday. I suspect Mary Minahan has got an exclusive on this. But it'll be interesting to see what the letters to the Irish Times are like on Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. And whether anybody picks this up as a story. But I have to say, I feel very sorry for David Andrews. And what this is my opinion, nothing to do with him. I don't want to imply anything. I know, never met the man. You know, he just happened to be a member of Fianna Fáil, and that's, can't hold that too much against him now. But basically, it does seem a little wrong. Anyway, hopefully other people will chip in and contradict me and tell me I'm being very unfair. I want to thank Mary Minahan, the journalist, for running the story, and the editor in the Irish Times for running the story, because at least the thing is now in the public domain. And I must admit, I haven't yet checked on Twitter to see if anybody has been tweeting the link to Mary Minahan's piece. I will tweet the link to this piece of audio and try to stir it a little bit, to be honest. Maybe I'm getting everything out of proportion. Maybe I am. Maybe I should just get back into my pram and take my toys back and stop being bothered by this. But why on earth should the 1998 Belfast Agreement final proposal, cover sheet memorandum, issued only to those present on the last day of the discussions, you know, why should that be sold as a tawdry piece of personal property by a retired politician whose pension I am paying? Thanks very much. Bye-bye.